The Gemara on Daf Tezvav Amid Beis discusses the concept of how to pronounce Kriya Shema properly, and the Gemara quotes a Braisa Tani Rav Ovadia Kamei de Rava. So he said Rav Ovadia quoted in front of Rava Vilimaditem. So what do we learn from the word Vilimaditem? Shehe Limudecha Tam, that your learning should be complete. Sheitin Revach Mein Advekim. So he says you should put enough space in between those words which are seemingly stuck together. Ani Rava Basrei, and Rava followed up by explaining what this means. Kigon, Al Levavecha, Al Levavchem, B'chol Levavcha, B'chol Levavchem, Esa B'sadecha, Vavartem Mehera, Hakanav Psil, etc., etc. So basically we talk about the fact that there are a lot of words in the middle of Kriya Shema that end off with the same letter that the next word starts with. And if you notice, the Gemara is not makpid, even if the Esev Bisadcha, etc., even though the next bays has a nekudin, has a dagesh in it, still you're supposed to pause after the what we call a vase. Really, it's just a bays without a dagesh in it, and then you have a bays with a dagesh in it. So you're still supposed to pause because there's still similar letter sounds, and we don't want to swallow up the next letter inside the previous letter. That is the shita of Rava, and that seems to be the Psak Halacha, according to all opinions, that you're supposed to pause in between these types of words. And some of the Sidurim actually have a psik written into the Siddur to show you that you're supposed to pause. If you look in Tosfos over here, Diramaskal Bein Hadvekim, so he quotes B'Shem the Rif, certain in additional points, V'chara Af, even though the word V'chara ends with a Hey and Af starts with an Aleph, but the way we pronounce them, it sounds the same, and therefore it could just sound like V'charaf, right? So you say V'chara Af, right? Dim lo yitin revach oz nire kemo V'charaf, right? As just pointed out. V'chein mosif ur isem oso uzchartem es, vasisem es. So again, you have the same thing where it's going to sound like mess instead of asisem s, right? So therefore, you want to make sure that there's some space over there. And then the famous one, mechin tzarach lahatiz zayin shel tizgeru sheli lo yishma shin or sin lema'an sheyia lanu schar mitzvos, right? So in the lema'an tizgeru, we want to remember all the mitzvos. We don't want to be paid or receive the reward of all the mitzvahs. That's not the implication of that particular pasuk. Okay, so this is the basic idea and the outline as to how one is supposed to be super careful with the various pronunciations of the letters in the words of Kriya Shema. Now, it's important to keep in mind that when it says that the diuk that the Gemara has over here is vilimaditem osam es b'neichem, right? So it's specifically referring to the mitzvah to teach Torah. It's not referring to the mitzvah to say Kriya Shema. However, we understand it as the mitzvah to say Kriya Shema. Question is this a general statement that we're applying to Kriya Shema, or is this just the mitzvah of how to say Kriya Shema alone? So I saw quoted in the Rishimus B'Shem Reb Chaim that Reb Chaim says, no, this is a mitzvah of any time you are mekayim the mitzvah of Talmud Torah in the Torah Shebichsav format. So you're supposed to be careful with how you pronounce the Torah Shebichsav. So that would apply to Kriya Sator. Obviously, as Tosfos already pointed out, there aren't that many times where Kriya Sator is Daraisa. So let's say Parshas Zachor, Parshas Hakel, a few other places, Mikra Bikurim, the Parshas Asota. Anything else is escaping me right now, but there definitely are a few times where you're chayv to read from the Torah mida oraisa. So whenever you're being mekayim the mitzvah Talmud Torah al yedei Torah shebichsav, so then you're basically supposed to be medayik and medakdek in how the letters are pronounced to the extent that you don't want to stick them together. Okay, so that's point number one. Point number two is the Rambam. The Rambam here in Perek Beis of Hilchos Kriya Shema, Halacha Tes, has a discussion of how to be medakdik. So he includes what we just said, and including the additional point of the Rif, and including how you're supposed to pronounce the first pasuk of Shema. But before he even gets to that, so he starts with something which is not found in the Gemara. It says Ketzad medakdik. How is a person supposed to be careful with how he reads the words or pronounces the words of Kriyat Shema. Yizar shelo yirape achazak velo yachazek harafe velo yonid hanach velo yoniach hanod. Says a person should be careful not to strongly pronounce a weak syllable and weakly pronounce a strong syllable, which I assume he means you don't want to mis-accent the words, if that's a word. You want to accent the words correctly and put the emphasis on the right syllable. And don't read a shvanach as a shvanah. He calls it a shvanud. But don't read a shvanach as a shvanah, and don't read a shvanah as a shvanach. Meaning you should learn how to properly pronounce the shva. For example, I keep saying shva, but according to the rules of biblical grammar, it's actually a shiva, right? It's a two-syllable word. So if you're saying kriya shma, you should actually say kriyas shma, right? That both of those, any shva that starts a word is automatically a shva na. So you shouldn't say kriya shma as if it's one syllable less. It's kriyas shema, right? That you're supposed to say the shva na and pronounce it fully. And then he goes through the rest of it is in keeping with the lashon of the Gemara. And he throws in how you're supposed to have kavana during the dalet. You're not supposed to cut off the ches, right? This is all things we found earlier in the Gemara. The Ravid gets all upset. Why is the Rambam adding in his own stuff? Why doesn't he just say what we find in the Gemara, right? So he points out. He says lo yadati node. Sorry, it's a little small print. Node hanach ma hefsid yeshbo. Im yomar levavcha bin nod, meaning let's say you say levavcha instead of levavicha, right? So he says or levav habei bin nod habeis hashenis, right? Kedei lahat ima shalotire the avav, right? In other words, let's say you overpronounce one of the shvas that was supposed to be a shvanach. You say it really really like a shvanah because you want to make it clear that this is not a vav, this is a beis. So what's the big deal? Machinim yatim yud vihayu shalotire aleph, right? In other words, you want to say vihayu as if there's a dagesh chazak inside the yud, even though there isn't. Because you don't want it to sound like vihau, right? You want people to think that it's an aleph. Machin yud Yisrael shalotire aleph, right? So you don't want to say Israel. You want to say Yisrael, even though there's no dagesh inside the yud, which would really have you, pronounce the yud more strongly. So what? So basically, So the Ravid, in his contrarian style, says that say whatever type of shva you want and zaygevenched. You should do whatever you want and it's a tavol of bracha. So this is the kasha. Where did the Rambam get this from? Did he make this up or what's the story over here? So the Kesef Mishnah has a difficult explanation of the Rambam. Kesef Mishnah's explanation is no, the Rambam is really just being consistent with exactly what the Gemara says. It's just that if you read the Gemara, So you're just going to be medakdek on the things that the Gemara says, al levavecha, right, etc. Those types of things. But there's also the problem is if you start to misaccent and put the wrong emphasis on wrong shiva, etc., so then inevitably you're going to end up forging two words together that don't belong together. If you end off a word that's supposed to be rafe and you make it chazak, if you take a word at the end of it and you say levav chem vinasati, right, or something like that. I don't know if that's even connected. That popped into my head. If you start to pound out the syllable at the end of the previous word, even though it's not warranted, I'll pee the laws of diktuk. So you're inevitably going to connect two words that don't deserve to be connected and shouldn't be connected. And therefore, you're really just, the Rambam is just giving you more ways to avoid the problem that the Gemara is worried about. But really, he's not being mechadish anything new. Okay, this is one explanation in the Rambam. It does not seem to fit with what the Rambam is saying, but the reason I understand why the Kesef Mishnah would go in this direction, because he himself is perplexed by why the Rambam just all of a sudden starts to throw in random laws of Hebrew grammar when the Gemara did not necessarily say so. So that is one approach. There's a very nice approach that I saw in the Tshuvas Orach Mishpat. Rav Kook has in the Hems, and just in general, have beautiful tshuvas, as difficult as his other writings are to read, which I don't claim to have any Havana in. I can't even read the words in most of his other svarim, but in his tshuvas, they're very, very readable and very straightforward halacha l'maisa, very nice ideas. So here he basically says that the Rambam is understanding the Gemara that there are two levels of karav lo dikdek ba'os yosef. Right, so he says, number one, there is a concept of being medakdik ba'osios, stam. And what does being medakdik ba'osios mean? Being medakdik ba'osios is to read each word correctly. What is correctly? Correctly means to follow the laws of biblical grammar, that we have a Mesorah as to how the Hebrew language, or Lashon HaKodesh specifically, is supposed to be pronounced. And we're supposed to pronounce and use those laws of Lashon HaKodesh to the fullest when it comes to the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, maybe according to Reb Chaim, when it comes to Kriya Satorah and all of Torah Shebichsav, mitzvos. But regardless of when it's supposed to apply, that's called being medakdek ba'osios. In addition, there is a fear that we want to avoid of not being miraveach bein hadveikim, putting the proper space in between two words which can accidentally become connected, and therefore we want to space out those letters. But that's a second point that the Gemara is raising in addition to the existing point of you're supposed to be medakdik ba'osios when you say the words of Kriya Shema. So that's the Rambam understands that there are two dinim in being medakdik ba'osios, and the Ravid understands that there's only one din of being medakdik ba'osios. When the Gemara tells you when you read Kriya Shema, you're supposed to be medakdik ba'osios. This is gufa, the explanation. The Gemara is translating the words of the Mishnah. What does it mean to be medakdik ba'osios? It means to place revach min advekim. And that's how the Ravid understands it. That's how the Kesef Mishnah understands it as well. That there is only one din of being medakdik ba'osios, and that is to place revach bein hadvekim. This is the way Rav Kook analyzes the machlokes between the Rambam and the Rav, and I think that's the pashup shot in the Rambam. And based on this, Rav Kook goes further and he suggests, and this is something that's a common theme in his tshuvas, even though those who tend to follow his mahalich are not generally medakdik in this, but this is a well-known shita of his. He's not the only one. There are many, many poskim who hold this way. Rav Moshe has tshuvas like this. Rav Soloveitchik was makbid like this. Rav Ovadia Yosef has tshuvas to this effect. I don't know. Personally, I'm not sure that there are too many poskim who disagree. But nevertheless, what he talks about the shinui hamivta, that if a person is an Ashkenazi and he comes to Eretz Yisrael, where for whatever reason the way that modern Ivrit was instituted, it was to be pronounced in Havara Svaradit, even though it's not full Svaradit, it's really a Svaradit. It's a Svaradit, but with certain Ashkenazi influences. For example, the rolling Resh, the guttural Resh, is not a Svaradit pronunciation of the Resh. It's an Ashkenazi pronunciation of the Resh in Europe. That's why you get real European-style Jews, they still say the Resh like that, even though they pronounce everything in Ashkenazis. But nevertheless, he says nowadays that they're trying to convert everybody to pronouncing everything in Ashkenazis, in Sfaradit. Sorry, he says no. You have to, when you say Kriya Shema, when you read the Torah. He writes it in Tefillah and Kriya Satorah and Brachos v'chol Kiyai Gavna, and when all of these areas of halacha. So he says Bidieved, you're definitely Yotzei no matter what pronunciation you use, right? Because that's the shita of Rabbi Yossi in that Karavalo Dikdek Bos Yosel Yatsa. You're still Yotzei Bidieved. However, if you have the ability to pronounce the words not just as well as you can yourself, but according to your minagavosechem v'yedechem, the way you have a custom according to your mesorah, you certainly have a chiyuv to do so. And he says, "Umemela asur l'shana says minaga kadmona mibitu lebitu." Says you're not allowed to change your family practice from one pronunciation to another. Miachar sheyeshal kol bituim dikdukim miyuchadim betnuos of avaros osios. Every single one of the pronunciations has certain milas to it and specific things that they do right. And shilagabe bitui acher nikrazeh shelo dikdek bosiyasa, meaning if an Ashkenazi pronounces something like a Svardi, so he's not, a Svardi is not medakdek between a tuff with a dagesh and a tuff without a dagesh, or we call a tuff and a suf, so that's called, for an Ashkenazi to read it like that would be karavelo dikdek bosiyasa. They're not medakdek between a kometz and a patach. So that would be considered a lack of dikduka osios, and that would not be limudo tam. And therefore, it would be considered a problem to say to daven and say Kriya Shema and make brachas and read from the Torah in a pronunciation to which a person doesn't have a mesorah. Okay, this is something that each individual needs to discuss. What's considered minig avosecha b'yadecha? If you've been living in Eretz Yisrael now for three generations, is it already now? Meaning, back in the day, if you were living in an Ashkenazi country and you moved to a Sephardi country, now all of a sudden you would change. You would adopt all the Sephardi practices. Nowadays that we have a global connections and everybody knows where they came from and there's a different nusach shul on every block, So it's hard to say exactly what it means to keep your minhagim, what's called minhagamak and what's not. That's something for a bigger and better people than myself to discuss. Okay, just in terms of Shulchan Aruch, so you want to say, okay, so l'maisa, the Rambam is the Rambam, we don't paskin that way. So if you take a look in Shulchan Aruch, despite the fact that the Kesef Mishnah had that dochak pronunciation, dochak explanation of the Rambam, the Kesef Mishnah paskins word for word like the Rambam. This is in Simen Samach Aleph Sif Chav Gimel. So the Shulchan Aruch Tzarich Ledaktio Sholei Rapei Achazik Velo Yichazik Harafei Velo Yaniach Hanach Velo Yonid Hanach. Exactly like the Rambam, you should accent the words correctly. You should say your shvaz correctly. And the Ramah does not argue. This is the accepted psak that when a person says Kriya Shema, you're supposed to follow all the laws of Hebrew grammar. And not only that, lest you say, ah, Ashkenazim threw this away. Mishnah Brura over here in Sifkat and Lamed Vav tells you what's the difference between a Shvanah and a Shvanach. This is how you know how to say a Shvanah and Shvanach. He gives you a simen pituchei chosam, right? Any of those nekudos would automatically be called a tenua gedola, and therefore you would say a shvana on following those nekudos. It gives you, you got to check it out. It's not a long sifkatan over there, but you got to check out the sifkatan to try to find the rules. And lemaisa, all came out, all the sidurim that we use nowadays tell you when it's a shvana and a shvanach. But this is really an inyan that a person should be medaktik. I know I personally happen to be a bit of a grammar nut, so like I like to be medaktik in these inyanim if possible. Certainly, when you say Kriya Shema, person should try their best to be medaktik to say HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Lashon HaKodesh in the proper fashion.